First, a few words about the Spanish language in relationship to English to show you how to get acquainted with a language that is not entirely foreign, alien to English, but that there's a broad common basis of familiarity between both English and Spanish. So much so that there's a large percentage, the subvocabulario inglés of your English vocabulary, that is very similar to Spanish. Thousands of words. And para comenzar, to commence, to begin with, I'm going to give you a few keys to show you how you can inmediatamente, immediately, transform su vocabulario inglés, your English vocabulary, into Spanish, so that you will have a starting vocabulario of well over 2,000 words, which is not bad to begin with. Especially, if you consider how limited the vocabulario is which we use in our active language. And now our vocabulario activo, our active vocabulary, is quite small in any language. It may vary between 500 and 1500 words. That's all we use in any language. If I think of one of the major newspapers in the New York area, years ago, they tried to establish how many words they use in the whole newspaper, in a thick newspaper, and they came up with 600 words. Just to give you an idea about the limitation del vocabulario activo, of the active vocabulary which we use in our everyday language. I'm going to give you a few examples of how to transform so vocabulario inglés, your English vocabulary, into Spanish. For instance, all words in English ending in ibly, like possible, or ably, like probable, acceptable, and so on, are the same in English and in Spanish, except for the pronunciación, for the pronunciation. There's a diferencia, the difference, in the pronunciación, and the pronunciation. Because ably in Spanish is pronounced ible, because the letter I in Spanish is always pronounced E. And ably in Spanish is pronounced able, because the letter A in Spanish is always pronounced A. So we have ible and able. So if you want to say possible, would be posible, and probable would be probable. And it is in Spanish is S, spelled ES, S. So it is possible would be
Es posible.
Yes, but I want to hear the ble.
Es posible.
Es posible.
Es posible.
Right. Es posible. Mm-hmm. And probable would be it is probable.
Es probable.
Es probable. Mm-hmm. It is terrible would be.
Es terrible.
What's more?
Es terrible.
Yes, es terrible. And it is acceptable. Acceptable is spelled with one C only in Spanish. Es
Es aceptable.
Yes, but I want to hear the ending. Es aceptable.
Es aceptable.
Ble.
Ble.
Ble. Is it possible?
Es aceptable.
Right. Es aceptable. For me is para mí. Para, P-A-R-A. Again, the A is always an A. Para mí, for me. And for you would be para usted. Usted, spelled U-S-T-E-D. The D is hardly audible. Usted. So, for you would be...
Para usted.
Para usted. How would you say it is for me?
Es para mí.
Es para mí. Mm-hmm. It is not would be no es. So, it is not for you would be...
No es para usted.
Right. No es para usted. It is for me.
No es para mí.
No es para mí would be it is not for me. How would you say it is for me?
Oh, es para mí.
Para mí.
Es para mí.
Mí. Spelled M-I. Para mí.
Es para mí.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So once more, it is not for you, it is for me.
No es para usted, es para mí.
Right. No es para usted, es para mí. Mm-hmm. It is not possible for me.
No es posible para mí.
Right. No es posible para mí. Mm-hmm. It is possible for you would be
Es posible para usted.
Right. Es posible para usted. It is acceptable for me would be
Es aceptable para mí.
Right. Es aceptable para mí.